We now turn our attention to menus. Menus are treated as resource objects, and as such, we will need to add a menu resource to our project. To create a menu, you need to go to the visualc++.net menu and select View, Resource View. When the Resource View panel comes up, right-click the project name in it and select Add, Add Resource. When the Add Resource dialog is displayed, select Menu and then press the New button. See Figure A. The visualc++.net menu editor will be displayed. As with the other resources you have created, you can change the resource ID name if you want. However, we will leave it to the default, IDR Menu 1. Again, the resource ID is how we refer to a particular resource in code. Adding menu items to the resource is pretty intuitive with the menu editor. Just select the box and type in the menu item string name you want displayed. Figure C shows the menu items we create for the paint drawing sample program. You will notice, as you are typing the menu item name for a new menu item, a properties box in the lower right-hand corner of visualc++.net, seen in Figure D. This properties box allows you to set various properties for the menu item. The caption of menu item name that is displayed is only one property. You can also check a menu item, by default, by setting Checked to True. You can also disable a menu item by default by setting Enabled to False. Also observe that each menu item is given an ID. Again, this resource ID is how we will refer to a particular menu item in code. You can name the ID whatever you want, but visualc++.net will typically pick a good descriptive ID name based on the menu caption.